Good morning. A big ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather across interior New York and New England today, and this means summer-like warmth will be allowed to move into the region. Overnight showers producing some moisture at ground level, and a lot of places waking up with areas of fog this morning, but that will quickly dissipate. And with plenty of sunshine, readings will top out in the middle to upper 80s region-wide by late this afternoon. A cold front currently out past Chicago will move through the Great Lakes today. Could touch off some showers and thunderstorms, especially in central and western New York this afternoon. Some of them on the strong side, but the energy associated with this system will largely move to our north and west and into southern Canada. The front will make it through our region, but overnight tonight, without the heating of the day, we're just forecasting a few scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, but nothing severe. And overnight lows will be back into the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny behind the front, breezy, not quite as warm as today, but still a solid 10 degrees above normal in the middle to upper 60s. On Wednesday, middle 60s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control. On Thursday, moisture will move back in here, so we'll have mostly cloudy skies. We run the risk of a shower, but not a lot of rain, with highs around 70. And then into the lower and middle 70s on Friday, with partly sunny skies and still the chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A wave of low pressure developing in the mid and lower Tennessee Valley will work its way toward us for the weekend. That means a good chance at least some showers on Saturday and perhaps even a soaking rain on Sunday, with high temperatures staying in the lower to middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Ohio Valley and northeast. Pockets of stronger heating will occur ahead and east of a cold front moving through the Great Lakes, given that very strong deep layer winds producing high shear will exist near and behind the front, fast northeastward moving line segments, and perhaps a few brief initial supercells should occur where deep convection develops and matures during the afternoon. Damaging winds will be possible, along with some severe hail and perhaps a brief tornado. Any severe threat will generally wane toward and then after sunset. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Wichita, Kansas at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Monterrey, Mexico at midnight this morning. There were 5 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Dale, Enterprise, Virginia. The 87-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1994 by 5 degrees. There were 2 daily record lows at Sway City, Iowa. It was 20 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 1983. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 3/4 of a mile visibility in fog, 53 degrees, the dew point 52, 97% relative humidity, calm wind, and a steady barometer at 29.95 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Falfurrias and Hebronville, both in Texas, to a low of 15 at Pawhuska, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and warm in the upper 80s, Boston, increasing sun and very warm near 90, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with late day showers and thunderstorms, some of them on the strong side, highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 62, that's 14 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, still just 14 hundredths for the month, which is 1.48 inches below normal, and 4.94 inches for the year, which is 4.68 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 3 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 275, and for the season 4,939. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 89 set in 2002, and the record low 22 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m. 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and unseasonably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and unseasonably warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, unseasonably warm today with late day showers and storms possible, highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and unseasonably warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and unseasonably warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, the risk of a shower or storm with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, not quite as warm, upper 60s. Partly sunny Wednesday, mid 60s. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower Thursday around 70. Lower to mid-70s Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. And mostly cloudy with showers Saturday in the mid-60s and a chance of a steadier rain on Sunday with highs right around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.